This is the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Great Scott!
I got a bad feeling about this.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Han Solo. I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Can't wait. Let's just
This is the Bart and Han Show on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 11 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. Alan Han, Bart Scott, still off this week, enjoying a little vacay. Well earned. So we got Han Solo with you today again, as we will for this week, as we lead into Christmas. And I feel like I'm in school because it's like these are the days leading up. Now, tomorrow's not a half day, but it's my last day for at least for the rest of this year. And God bless 2020. And I don't mean God bless it. I mean goodbye. And that'll be tomorrow. So let's have some fun today. And we got a show for you. 800-919-3776 is the number, and I encourage you to get on the lines early. Little buffet action out of the gate as, yes, the NBA season is upon us. A new season for the NBA after the previous season with the bubble finish was only about, what are we talking about, 2 months, 2.5 months ago? So we're back in a new season, and the good news is that everybody's involved in this one, and that includes the Knicks. Pause for effect. But tonight you get your doubleheader. Tonight you get your matchups that are the compelling matchups. You get your Kevin Durant back after a long layoff, after being out since the finals in 2019 with the Achilles injury. He is back in the NBA. If you watch him in the preseason, he looks very much ready to get back to being the player that we saw him before he went down. And that means one of the top two players. Yeah, top two players in the league. That's what his talent is, and that's what he showed us at least glimpses of in the preseason. Golden State, his former team, they're in Brooklyn tonight for that opener. That's a 7 o'clock. TNT's got the TV games. We'll have it on ESPN Radio. But Golden State, Brooklyn is tonight. That's the first game of the doubleheader. The second game of the doubleheader, well, I mean, again, more drama. Lakers, Clippers in L.A., and the Clippers have to stand there and watch the Lakers get their rings and see the banner go up in the same building they play in. It's like that, you know, just put it in their face right from the very beginning of the season. Just let them have it. LeBron and the Lakers trying to go for another title. So we got that going on. Arthur Millett is going to join us later on this hour, and we'll talk with the Jets defensive back who's had to do basically a bunch of everything, corner, safety, whatever's asked of him as the Jets got their first win on Sunday. And as fans, we were all miserable about it, but the players are pretty damn happy about it. So we'll see what Arthur Millett has to say about that. And then what I've been promising you for days, and I've waited because some of you said, no, you can't do it right away. There's a statute of limitations that once a final episode is released on anything, you can't really talk about it. You got to give it a couple of days. So we did. So we're waiting till today. And now today's the day for all my Star Wars fans out there that we will talk about the Mandalorian finale. We will. We have to, because there's a lot to unpack from that. There's amazing things to talk about. And then there's the one thing that really bothered me. The only thing, the only criticism I could have of Favreau and the job, the amazing job he's done with that series, is just one simple thing, and we'll discuss that. And Ryan Rucco, the great Ryan Rucco, old friend of the station.
Goodbye, sir!
Yes, that Ryan Rucco of Yes fame and, of course, now ESPN TV fame, where it's not just where he does some NBA games. He's not just the WNBA guy. The lead women's college basketball play-by-play man. At the Final Four, at the championship, all that stuff. That's what he's doing. So, Rook's going to join us at noon. We'll talk about the Nets. He's doing the pre and post with Sarah Kustak on Yes. So, we'll get that going about the Nets season, the NBA season. And then, yes, we will delve into the Star Wars stuff. We'll geek out because that's what we're going to do. And you know what? A lot of you wanted this, so we're bringing it to you. Merry Christmas. This is our gift. We were going to, I could have waited till tomorrow, but you know what? No, can't wait another day. Got to talk about it. So we've got that. So like I said, a lot to unpack, a fun show to get to, and 800-919-3776 is the number, at Barton Hunt on Twitter and Instagram, of course, is the way you can reach us if you can't call in. I'm going to give you four takes on the NBA as the season begins, and then I'll get to your calls. I'll make this quick. The very first thing I have to say is this. The Lakers are once again the favorite. In fact, all the money, Vegas is saying they're taking about 60% of the money, is on the Lakers. They're 11-4 favorites to win the NBA title, back-to-back. We haven't seen that in quite a while, right? A team, you know, like just a team that good, that dominant. The Warriors were that team, and they broke up pretty quickly. It's like when you get these types of dynastic teams, you know, are the Lakers that team? Well, they're going to have to be if LeBron's going to do the last thing on the checklist for him. He's in season number 17. He has been all NBA in every season. He's 36 years old at this point, and he's got four titles. So you're wondering now what's left. He's checked every single box you could possibly check. You don't have to ask about Hall of Fame. You don't have to ask about where he is, and this is where the debate continues. He is among, if not the best, among the best players in the history of this game. But he's got one more box to check, and I really feel like it's still the thing that pushes him. And that is two more titles. Can he do it? Because you know what that means. If he gets to six, well, now no one can say he didn't win as much as Michael Jordan. He matches Jordan. And I think that's important to him. I think that matters. I think it's very personal to him. Now, the Lakers are set up this year to, again, do it. They have enough talent. They reworked that roster a little bit. They got a little bit younger. And they made sure Anthony Davis isn't going anywhere. They gave him a max. They kept him there. And I'll tell you this too on the side. Keep an eye on this season. Something to watch this season as the NBA season continues and starts to unfold and moves into where we just get game after game after game. Watch the promotion. Watch the attention and pay attention also to what's being said, especially from LeBron, but also from the marketing machine that is the NBA and everything else that is included in the NBA. The campaign to get Anthony Davis an MVP already started. It's already begun. And that's the Rich Paul thing. That's keep an eye on this. And I'm telling you, watch everything LeBron says. Watch what they do while the way they play. How much LeBron will credit Anthony Davis. See, LeBron doesn't need any more hardware. The only thing he cares about now is two more OBs, two more Larry O'Briens. That's what he wants. Give me two more OBs, and then I can call it a career. You know, I'll go to the team that drafts my son, we'll play 1 year together, and I'm out. But that's what this is about. So the next thing now is for the business, for Clutch Sports. It's important for them. Anthony Davis has got to get his MVP, and that's going to be the move. So as we watch, the first take I have is the Lakers and LeBron. And it's basically like LeBron is still on a mission. For anybody who thinks, all right, he's all set, he's going to bet. No, he's not. He's 36. He's played 17 seasons. But he's still the most compelling player in the game today. Compelling. He does everything still. His durability is up there. He just understands the game. Nothing. He's seen everything. So I'm not talking, is he the best player in the league anymore? Is he going to win an MVP? I'm telling you, that stuff is not what's going to move him. All he's about now is the OBs. That's it. And he needs two more. And that's the take. So the Lakers are the favorite to win the championship. And LeBron's going to do everything he can to get that title. And Clutch Sports and Rich Paul are going to do everything they can, using all their influence, and they have a lot of it in this league now, to get Anthony Davis his MVP. That's what's going to happen in L.A. Second one, the Nets. Here's a question. And I mean this in the most sincere way. Setting it up. Are they California Pizza Kitchen in Times Square? You know what I'm saying? Like, do they feel authentic New York to you? Because it seems like they're a bigger story nationally than they are locally. Am I wrong? On the same night that Kevin Durant looked like he was 100% back, I mean, he was back. If you watch that game, that last preseason game Friday night against the Celtics up in Boston, Kevin Durant looked like he didn't miss a single step. And he was hit right in his bag. He was in his game. He was everything I remember him being. Smooth, clutch, dominant, unstoppable, played at own speed. Just an amazing scorer who moved so swiftly, so easily, and had incredible length. There was no chance you can even get to his shot when he raises up from three. And what was the back page? It was Emmanuel Quickley at the Garden against the Cavs. That's the back page. So that's it. I mean, that's really it. They're going to be, the Nets are going to be a great team. In fact, the second most money in Vegas right now is on them to win the championship. They and the Bucks 5-1 odds. So they're tied for the second highest as far as odds go to win the title. So they're going to be a championship contending team. They have that kind of talent. They have depth, and they have one of the greatest scorers in the history of the game. And oh, by the way, they also have one of the top point guards you'll ever see. The key, of course, health. Kyrie has struggled with health. They're both very healthy right now. They're both feeling good. They're both happy. Once we get into a regular season where you get physicality, where teams are now coming after you, where they're designing defenses to stop you, where you're going to get those bumps and bruises, where the travel begins, that's when we'll see if there's any impact on those two stars, especially Kyrie. Durant's mostly been durable, over the last few years. Early on he had some struggles, especially with the foot. But Durant, for the most part, is pretty good when it comes to playing on a nightly basis. It's Kyrie that, over the last couple of years, especially last year, but also, although last year, not a lot of motivation for him to play, right? Let's be honest. And didn't want to play in the bubble. So that's the next thing. It's just like, they'll be a great story. They're going to be a team that you can't deny. Like, I'm watching that damn team when I'm not working because I love watching Kevin Durant play basketball. No deny. There's nothing I can say about it. You can say all you want. How can you watch the Nets? I'm not watching the Nets. I'm watching Kevin Durant. I love watching Kevin Durant play. But when you watch, does it feel like that's a New York team, or does it feel like, getting a slice of pizza at California Pizza Kitchen in Times Square? That's my question. That's my take on that. Next one. A lot of people believe Luka Doncic could be the MVP favorite this year after what you saw him do in the bubble for the Dallas Mavericks. That is, this is going to be his now ascension season into greatness, where they already have him as a top five player, according to ESPN. And now you have Giannis Antetokounmpo, who signed his Supermax at $250 million, and he's staying in Milwaukee. And now my question about those two, as I'm watching them very closely, both of them, because you have two very compelling players. And what do they have around them, and is it enough? Because once you are ascended to the top five status, what's the next thing that comes with it? Are you a champion? Can you carry your team to a championship? And that's when the pressure really comes in. Because we fall in love with guys that are on the rise. Like, we fall in love with those players that work their way up, and you're like, oh, this guy's becoming great. Now, once they're at that status, then it becomes, all right, well, you got to win a title now. And if you don't, now we start kicking you. Now we start picking apart your game. We start putting the blame on you. Oh, you're not good enough. And that's a lot. That's a heavy weight for players like that to carry. And Giannis is already going through it, already dealing with it. What happened last year in the playoffs where the Heat just shut him down, where he could not do it and no one else around him could. And they made some mistakes with that roster. Letting Brogdon go was dumb. They made a couple of moves even this offseason, and I'm not that excited about his supporting cast. Luka Doncic has an interesting supporting cast in Dallas, but the most important player for him is Kristaps Porzingis, and he's never available. He gets hurt all the time. Now, understand this. This is not about Porzingis, and he was a Knick, so I'm supposed to hate him. This is not about that at all. This is just an NBA take. I'm looking at Porzingis, and I'm thinking, how frustrating would it be to know you have a guy on your team that's that good? And he is. He's an all-star. He's that good. But he gets hurt a lot. And how much can I trust that you're going to be there when I need you? So here's my question. Here's my third take question. Which star gets more frustrated with his supporting cast first? Giannis? And his, Chris Middleton, who's, right? Jrue Holiday's nice, but he ain't that nice. What do they have there You know, are you telling me DiVincenzo is going to turn into a star? Maybe. I don't know. But I know that the Bucks are one of those teams that look like they're built for the regular season, but not built to win at all. Nobody else wants to say that. Nobody wants to dare say that. But I'm sorry, when your highest paid player and your biggest star can't win a game on the final possession because he's not that good when it comes to scoring on his own, where you can just put up a wall and he has to pass to someone else. And that guy, you have to rely on that guy. And that guy most of the time ain't making that shot. So Giannis can't create for himself like a lot of the stars in this league can. Like Luka can. Luka can do it. He proved it. So how frustrated will Giannis eventually get where he's looking around him saying, I don't have enough. Because I don't have what Brooklyn's got. I don't even have what Philly's got. I don't have what Boston's got. They've got guys. They got makers. Do we? So does he get frustrated or does Luka get frustrated because while he and Porzingis together are dynamic, when KP is out because, like, right now he can't start the season because of the knee issue, another knee issue, this time the other knee. You know, he'll be back at some point, so he'll be back. The question is how long and how much can he play? That's the major concern. So for Luka, will it be, I got to get somebody else in here because this guy's never around. He's not available. I need that guy, and he's not available. So when does his frustration creep in? When he's blamed for not being good enough, when really it's because the other guy that he needs, and we know this in the whole league, you need that second star. When his second star just isn't available enough, does he get frustrated about it? Does he then maybe even quietly go to management and say, yeah, this dude's never around. We might need to find somebody who's a little more durable. So does he do it or does Giannis do it? Who does it first? Last but not least, I hate bringing it up, but it's true, COVID. The NBA had to finish their season in a bubble. They did it, and they did it perfectly. No issues at all when it comes to coronavirus, and they got to a championship, and they did it in Orlando. Now they're going to try to do it, not in a bubble, but in a controlled environment, yet while still traveling. That's what they have to do. They're going to play 72 games. We only have a first half schedule so far because they want to leave some room just in case, as we see in the NFL, where you have a breakout and a team has to cancel a game or two. It allows you to make up games. So they're having that little bit of space. So they only schedule the first half. Then they'll take about 2 weeks off where probably they'll fill in some games that get canceled. And then whatever else they can do in the second half, they will. And they're hoping in the second half, as Adam Silver said yesterday to Stephen A., that if they're in the second half, maybe by then the vaccine's gone around enough and maybe things have calmed down. Warmer weather comes around, as we saw last summer. And maybe you can start letting people back in the building because it's very important to the league's business to let people back in the building. So, with that in mind, the question is just getting through this first half. And the question of, can the league do it? Because we said the same thing about the NFL. We asked, can the NFL get through a season? Well, we're about 2 weeks away from them doing it. And they have done it with issues, with breakouts, with games that they've had to push to Wednesday, if you remember, with teams that have been, riddled with it, where, they're putting out a roster of players where it's not as good. I mean, RG3 started for the Ravens one game. You've seen this. And yet they just endured. Okay, well, who's available? That's who we're going with. And you got to play. And there's no excuses. We all know what this is about. You got to play the games. But the NFL's only played, they play one game a week. NBA, they're in constant travel mode. That's the question. How much of an impact does it have? But we did ask the same question. No way the NFL gets through a whole season. Well, they're about to. So do we trust the NBA can do the same? I'll raise my hand and say, yeah, I do. 800-919-3776 is the number. All right, so those are my four takes as we head into the new NBA season. No, I didn't have any Knicks takes. There's no reason to. I'm being honest. There's no reason to. Not right now. We'll talk Knicks tomorrow because they start tomorrow. They don't open on opening night. They open tomorrow. They don't play on Christmas Day either. There's a reason for that. They're not a knit team. We know this. Maybe they're heading in the right direction. We hope so. But I can tell you right now, when it comes to the Knicks, they should not be on the back page. Yeah, I said it. I know. I do the games. I should be promoting it. Oh, no, you should watch the games. Because if you're a Knicks fan, this is an interesting team. But the Nets are the biggest team in the city. I just don't understand why they're not treated as such. You have the best scorer in the world. And you might have the best player, if not the second best player in the world as well, in the same guy, Kevin Durant. And yeah, that's why I said what I said. It just doesn't feel like they're taken as authentic enough. Like they're not New York enough. That's why I said what I said. California Pizza Kitchen in Times Square. Sure, it's pizza, but it ain't New York pizza. 800-919-3776 is the number. All right, let's get some calls. Let's go first to D-Rock in Brooklyn. Come on, D-Rock.
Ooh. All right. So, glad to be on. I must say I'm a proud Brooklyn Nets fan. And I have to say, first off, I think we lost momentum when we signed KD and Kyrie last season because KD missed the season with injury. So that definitely blunted the blow. But now that he's back, me as a Nets fan, and I, you know, work for the city. I have plenty of coworkers that are Knicks fans. They are noticing the Brooklyn Nets. So I wouldn't. I kind of disagree with your take that we are California pizza. I understand what you're saying, and I think it's just going to take some time for people to start to notice that we are legit, and they should know that we are legit because
there's no denying that that it's going to be a legit team. No denying it. I'm just curious about if the buzz is ever going to, you know, is it ever going to be legit buzz, or is it more? I feel like it's more of a national buzz, a national interest, than it is a local interest. I'm just being honest.
No, well, so we will see. And you're all right. This is a Knicks town. But as you said, the Knicks are not the story. And as Brooklyn continues to play games and win games, the attention will get put on us and people will start to realize this is a legit team. This is a championship team. And it will gain the buzz. It's just going to take some time. But right now, we got the first game of the season. Mm-hmm. All eyes are going to be glued on that. We are going to watch LeBron afterwards. It's just going to take some time. But it's going to take one season. That's all it will take. And when we're in that championship picture, this will slowly start to turn from a Knicks town to a joint residence town, I would say.
I like the way you put that, D-Rock. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. I mean, look, you don't have a big window here. So it has to happen this year. You got 2 years. Let's be honest. You got 2 years because both those guys have opt-outs. So you got 2 years. Yeah, that's it. And see if you get it done. 800-919-3776. Grab some calls here. We'll go through that. We got Rucco coming up in noon, and we'll get into a little more Nets as we talk about a team that I think they're getting a lot of attention nationally. Not a lot locally yet, but it's, I mean, I'm sorry. You know, Knicks fans don't want to hear this, and you get mad at me for doing it, but I don't care. You've got the number one or probably the greatest scorer in the game right now is playing in Brooklyn. And he's back and he's healthy. And if you watch him in the preseason, you're like, yep, yeah, he's a problem again. And so you're going to want to watch. You need to watch. And you can watch tonight as he begins his new journey after being away for over 560 days. 561 days to the day, actually, since his injury when the Achilles snapped in the finals on June 10th, 2019. It's amazing, but it's true. And they played Golden State, which, of course, is the team he was playing for when that Achilles did pop. And you remember that moment? You remember that moment when we all gasped because the replay showed like how his calf just shook and we all were like, damn, like that's you know, what an unbelievable moment that was. Painful, too. We all felt it. Nobody wanted to see that happen. But he's back, and it's great to see a talent that good be back. So it'll be compelling to watch tonight, 7 o'clock, and TNT has the doubleheader tonight. Knicks tomorrow night. We'll have the coverage, of course, right here on 98.7 ESPN. All right, grab a few calls before we get to Rucco. Let's see. Ooh, a lot of Jet stuff here. Well, let's go with John in Queens, though, wants to talk Knicks. Go ahead, John.
Hey, what's going on? I really want to touch on what you just said about KD before I ask you my question. Right. It's crazy how the narrative changed with him in that very same finals. You know, they were saying, oh, he's not coming back. He's not going to play. He rushed back. He played. He came out hot in that first quarter, and then that went down. And narrative change. Now everybody's feeling bad for him. But I'm very excited to see what they do. It's coincidental that I got him and Kyrie on my fantasy team this year. So I'm actually rooting for them, believe it or not.
I want to ask you,
yesterday I read that the Knicks were really looking at R.J. Barrett as more of a three-man. I want to know what you think about that.
I mean, whoever says that doesn't understand that the game today is not about twos and threes. It's about wings. So it doesn't matter, really, with the two or the three. They're interchangeable. So I don't really, it doesn't mean anything to me, honestly. And I'm not trying to be I don't know what the word is, patronizing. I'm being honest. Two or three doesn't really matter in this league anymore, in my opinion. Yeah, I mean, a lot of times you'll play, like a lot of times a two would be, could be, well, he's small, so he can also guard point guards, like it's interchangeable one and two. But there's also times where the two and three can be interchangeable, and that's how I see this team. Because if you have Alec Burks, he's a two or three also, very interchangeable. You know, Reggie Bullock, he's also interchangeable two, three.
Quickly's
more one or two, and Quickly's really, I think, trying to prove he can be the point. That's the position to watch. Like, I'm curious. I think Peyton's going to start tomorrow night, but I really want to see who the first point guard is. If it's going to be Dennis or if it's going to be Quickly, it's got
to
be Quickly.
They need another shooter next to RJ on that floor, which is why I think it makes sense having him at the three.
Agree. Yeah, well, I mean, again, the three, you know, you're getting it wrong. The three doesn't matter. It's wing. You got me? It's just two wings. That's what it is. Yeah, so he's on one side or the other. Really, it's all interchangeable. All right, John, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, it really is. The game is not, it's not like that anymore where the two is like a prototypical, all right, well, the two is your shooter. It's called shooting guard, right? And then it's the three is a small forward. So he's tall, but he's not big enough to be a four. Like, that doesn't work that way anymore. That's just not how it goes. So the response is good. A lot of positives. And, of course, one or two people that aren't into it because they don't get it, and they want nothing to do with it, and that's a shame. But that's why we do what we do. So I'm going to grab a couple of calls here, 800-919-3776. We go with, is this Michael from the Bronx? Michael, you're on.
Alan, love the show, long-time listener.
What's happening? Michael K. is joining us right now because you had to see the text we were getting from him while we were doing that previous segment. I know you love Star Wars.
Here's the deal. This is a me problem. It's not a you problem. But I was driving, and I could not turn away. And it was almost like I was driving in France, and I turned on radio in France, and I had no idea what language you were speaking. I had no idea anything that you were saying, but I couldn't turn away. I just thought it was hilarious because you guys love something so much, and I have no connection to it at all.
It was that compelling, wasn't it? It was that compelling. The whole point.
I was trying to like get some buzzwords that I could actually understand. I knew nothing. Nothing.
Michael, the whole point is to do that, though, is to get you curious enough that you say, you know what? I need to watch this thing. I've got two seasons now that have been out. I could jump into it. I could binge it. And I could feel like I understand the language now. It's very easy to do. It's basically like Rosetta Stone, except it's entertaining.
How can I do it? I've never seen a Star Wars movie. Don't you have to have that in the holster?
No. Actually, you really don't. I mean, it helps. But you've never seen Star Wars, but you kind of you know the concept of it, don't you? You've heard about it enough, haven't you?
Heard about it, but like, so I see Baby Yoda, but I don't know who old Yoda is. So how would I appreciate it?
Yeah, you can't really appreciate that, but it doesn't matter because he's so damn cute. You tell me your kids have to be. You tell me Callie's not like going crazy about Baby Yoda. Like she needs to have something Baby Yoda.
No, because they don't. I mean, we have Disney Plus, but they have never seen Star Wars.
That's I wish you have it. Just put it on. I don't know.
Look, I know.
It's one of those things. It's like baseball. Once you watch it, and especially if you're calling the game, and people are into it, they want more. I got to come back. I got to see another game. I've never seen baseball before, but now I have to because it's that good. That's what I think is going to happen to you. You will be mad. Actually, you'll be more mad at me for getting you into it because you'll find yourself watching one episode and then like it's over because it's like they're 40 minutes long. And then you'll go, all right, there's another one coming up. And it gives you that little countdown, you know, next episode in 5, 4, 3, 2. And you'll be like, no, I can watch one more. I can watch one more. And it'll be 3 hours later. You'll have an empty bag of chips on your chest, maybe a pizza. And you'll be so compelled. That's the problem.
You know what? I just finished binge watching. I just finished binge watching The Flight Attendant. So there's, you know, I need something new.
I got a steaming hot Domino's on my chest.
Yeah, that's a little bit different. It's a little bit different audience, a little bit different demographic. But I definitely understand where you're coming from. But look, it is absolutely entertaining, and you've got all the time in the world, so you might as well just sit back.
I
relax.
Do.
Your kids will get into it, and it's a lot of fun. I hope at least that Ryan and I made it compelling enough for you to say, I'm going to need to watch this thing because it's that good. Now, I have a question for you because I'm listening to what is being called Don Solo this week. And I got to admit,
yes,
he had Q-Tip on yesterday. And you and I both know he's a huge fan of Q-Tip. I found that you talk about compelling radio, where it's two people talking in languages. Like, it's almost like you had two different languages talking to each other, and somehow they understood each other. That's what it sounded like to me. Your thoughts?
Good for me.
It almost seemed like a waste that Q-Tip didn't call when Peter was there, because Peter loves A Tribe Called Quest.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that was weird. It's almost like Q-Tip avoided Peter, waited for the week he was off. Strange.
Yeah, a lot of us do that.
Now, I got to ask you this. Are you going to take care of Anthony Pusick because he's leaving us for big time? He's going to your show now. And
well, there's been so much maneuvering. I hope Anthony takes care of us, and I hope that RJ takes care of DCR. There's a lot of care that needs to be taken.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know that's going to go down. RJ sets the standard. But Anthony's a Fordham guy. It's like if there's a Fordham tree, right? Like, he's off the Fordham tree. Like, like when you talk about coaching trees, right? You have the Parcells tree. Like, would it be the Vin Scully tree? Would that be what we'd call it? Or is this the Michael Kay tree? Which tree is this now at Fordham?
Well, I mean, the big root is Vin Scully, and everything else goes from him. So it's like, you know, Bill Belichick is part of the Bill Parcells tree, but then there's a Bill Belichick tree as well.
Gotcha.
So, well, I mean, there is a separation of power, but Anthony can rest assured that I will hold him close to my bosom because he's WFUV.
I'm sure that made him real comfortable right now hearing that. he's not as fun size as RJ, though. He's not as fun sized, but he has his moments.
No, no. RJ's just at the perfect size. You can't recreate that.
No doubt.
It's inhumane.
I'm so impressed that, you know, you're a national guy now. I wonder if you'll even talk to me.
Well, I'll
he's
have
my
to.
Friend.
You know, I have to, because no one else will talk to me. And honestly, as everybody knows, all I did was jump on the coattails of Bart Scott, and I'm just going to ride him like Seabiscuit.
By the way, I meant to ask you this off the air. So I wish you a happy Thanksgiving, the whole deal. And Bart doesn't answer my text. Is he mad at me about something? Did I do something wrong to him?
No, he does that to everybody.
Do I have the wrong number?
Bart's better when you call him. He's one of those guys.
Oh, that's
fun.
He's young, but he answers when you call. But when you text, you'll never hear back.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's... Well, he likes the personal connection. That's what he's about. Which is why when we do our shows, we're on FaceTime during the show. Like, we're talking on the mic, but we're on FaceTime looking at each other while muted. Like, the FaceTime's muted, but it's just so we can see each other, make eye contact. He's big on that. It's very important.
I like that.
Yeah, it's really the secret behind the success of the show. Nobody knows.
So when I wish him a Merry Christmas, I have to FaceTime him.
FaceTime. I would do that, yeah. While you have Anthony close to your bosom.
Pass on that. My hairy bosom.
With the pizza on your chest after watching Mandalorian. See, the visual already has got everybody excited.
Well, I don't want to take up your show. I just want to say you were speaking another language. Merry Christmas, my friend, and good luck when the show goes national.
Thank you, Michael. Likewise to you and the family as well. And I look forward to your critique of The Mandalorian once you finish two seasons.
Okay, I'll get back to you on that.
All right, all the best.
Let's get a little extra money in your pocket.
Cheese and sour cream on the taco.
This is Lunch Money.
Oh, baby, let's do this. So we've got NBA games now tonight. Let's put a team together, and we're going to use the Warriors-Nets game to put a little daily fantasy team together. All right, so a little controversy when we were discussing this, but we're going to go this way, and I'll explain why. Our MVP is going to be Steph Curry. The star, now Steph Curry is two times the points. And the star is going to be 1.5. That's going to be Durant. Then after that, our pro is going to be Spencer Dinwiddie. And then our flexes will be Pascal and LeVert. Pascal is part of this team mainly because Fordham connection and, you know, Anthony can't help himself. And we had Michael Kay on, so let's just do that. Plus, no Draymond Green. He's got a foot issue. And, you know, no Klay Thompson. So Steph's got to do a lot of scoring. And Pascal's going to have to do a lot of work as well. So that's what we're doing. Now the game, the Nets are favored by 7.5. I'm going to take that. I'm going to take the Nets, and I'm going to lay the 7.5. Here's the other one. Over-under, 232.5. That's at least what William Hill is saying. 232.5. Are you expecting any defense at all in this game? Because I'm not. And you've got prolific scores on both sides of the basketball. In fact, you got two on the Nets. And then obviously you have Steph Curry. And Wiggins could score two, by the way. Don't sleep on him. So I'm going to take the over. I'm going to take the over. I think this is going to be like one of those up and down kind of games. I think we're going to 232, I'm taking the over. 232.5, take the over. So take the Nets at 7.5. Take the over, 232.5. Lakers-Clippers is the late game. Lakers are laying three here. You know, I'm not calling this one official, but I'm just saying, I mean, it seems you would think the Lakers, although the Clippers, you know, have to see the banner go up. Are they going to be annoyed? Is there going to be something like that? Ring night, you know, the ceremony usually, it's, you know, the home team sometimes does struggle because it's such an emotional night. So I'm not touching it, but still interesting that it's only three. You see how close those two teams are. All right, 800-919-3776 is the number. So everybody, so you understand, we have one more show tomorrow, and then we're done. Done for the week. We take our Christmas break. We'll have shows, of course, but I'm saying I'm out. Bart is off this week and next for his vacation time, and I'll be off for the rest of this week after tomorrow's show, and then next week as well, as he and I both prepare to make the move, as we'll move starting January 5th. Now, the 4th is a Monday. We'll do our regular show one more time as just the local 11 to 1. And then on the 5th, which is a Tuesday, we will then officially move from noon to 2. And you can hear us in New York as always, but everywhere in the country as well, which is a very exciting thing. And as I've told a lot of people, it's not going to change. Like, we're still New York at heart. We're based here. And it's still going to be what we are, part of our DNA. I mean, as you know, you listen to show enough, a lot of stuff we talk about, you know, we still do from, you know, a national perspective. Any of the big stories, we'll do them. So, I just, you know, we don't lose the New York flavor. I mean, the NBA season is just getting started, and that's going to be exciting. So, you know, that's where that's at right now. So we got one more show tomorrow. We'll have some fun with it. It's right before Christmas. You know what that feels like. It's sort of like that last day before the break. And we can have a lot of fun. I'm going to take as many calls as I possibly can tomorrow. I know there was a lot of guys on hold that wanted to get in today, but the time just, you know, it just caught up to us. It was great to have Michael Kay jump in. That was a lot of fun. So for a lot of you that want to either talk about the Mandalorian stuff that Ryan and I talked about, we'll have the podcast up if you missed it. If a lot of people want to also get more into the Jets stuff that we were discussing earlier, the Nets will react from last night. We'll react to tomorrow, to tonight's games. And then we'll also set you up for what's going to be an intriguing Knicks team. Intriguing is the word I'm going to use. Knicks team with Tom Thibodeau this season, as they'll play tomorrow night in Indiana. So a lot more to get to. One more day with you before Christmas, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Can't wait.
Don't miss Bart Scott and Alan Hahn. Weekdays at 11 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN.